The closest I've ever been to rebellion is when you hand me the shock collar and tell me to put it on. The last time you used this on me, also the first time you had ever used it on me, was so distressing, so traumatic, I still feel it vividly now. My hand touches the place on my neck where it connected with my body, residual memory of the pain and terror that overtook me. I would die, I thought. You were actually, finally going to kill me. Do you love me? You ask. I nod, trying to convey both fervour and reluctance. Well then, put it on. As so many other times when you have directed me to be complicit in my own torture, the only response I can find is miserable compliance. You stroke my hair and speak to me sweetly. It's okay for you not to understand, you say. You don't expect a stupid little cunt to understand. It doesn't matter if I do or not. All that matters is that I do what you want. The alcohol wipe is cool on my inner thighs as you clean them gently. I am so afraid, I am literally shaking. You run the blade lightly down my tummy, and I'm scared that my movements will make you stab me accidentally. I'm aware how foolish this is, given your intent. It's okay, baby, you tell me. It's okay. I want this. I'm enjoying this. That's what matters. I nod, although you clearly don't require a response. You want me to be wretched, you tell me, to be destroyed, to be nothing. Quietly, smoothly, you slice into my flesh. As the blade parts my skin, I stop sobbing, retreating instead inside myself, or what's left of myself. Line after line of fire takes me apart. The methodical repetition of the wipes crossing each cut is a controlled agony. There are so many other cunts out there, you remind me. So many others longing for your attention. It's true. This destruction of myself is all I have to offer you. I don't know how many of them would be still while you did this to them. Enough that I know that I am fortunate to be here with you, for you to use me like this. Your cock sliding into my cunt is an absolution. In this moment, I exist. My blood is slick between us. With rough, powerful strokes you pummel into me. I don't know if you want to hurt me, or if you've forgotten me entirely. After nowhere near enough time, you smoothly withdraw from my cunt. You laugh at my mournful whine, and force your way into my ass. As the pain rips through me, your hand finds the collar's remote control, and I panic. You alternate forceful thrusts, tearing my asshole open, and bursts of electric shock that seize my body. I am lost to this, to you, your cock, the pain and the terror. It's too much. I disintegrate. There is nothing of me that isn't replaced now by you. I barely feel your sharp blows to my ribs as you build to your orgasm. You wrench open my jaw and spit in my mouth as your cock pumps deep inside my ass. When you're finished, your cum, my juices, and my blood mix in my broken body. Your hand returns to my hair. My girl, you whisper. Such a good girl for me. Such a stupid, pathetic little cunt. I cling to you for comfort and for safety, for protection from you, nodding silently. This is how it feels to belong.